KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. I'm Jody Denberg, and our guest, such a wonderful person, a mensch is what I would call him, and he is going to be at Hogg Auditorium tonight, Mr. Todd Snyder.
So great to see you,
Jody. And we got Todd's mic ready to roll.
Hello, everybody in Austin.
Yeah.
It's great to be here on KUTX with my friend, Mr. Denberg.
Joe Pug and Rory Carroll are opening the show tonight at 7:30. Jack Ingram will be Todd's special guest. CactusCafe.org if you need to know more. Man, it's good to see you, Todd.
So good to see you. And I didn't know until you walked in here that I was going to get to see you today. So it's an extra blessing.
It's been a while since you've been in Austin proper, but I think you played at Cheatham Street not too long ago.
Yeah, we occupied it.
Occupied it?
We took over and we kidnapped the mayor.
After Kent's passing?
Yeah, we did.
Now, I know you're originally from Portland, but a lot of us in Texas think of you as a Texan. What's your Texas connection?
Oh, thank you for saying it like that. I moved here. My family first moved to the Houston area when I was going to be a junior in high school, but I didn't go with him. And then in 85, I got to San Marcos to stay with my brother, who was working at Pepper's at the Falls and playing on a rugby team. And I stayed on his couch with his friends and made up three songs, and they took me to Cheatham Street Warehouse, where Kent Finley had the open mic songwriter night there. And he really encouraged me a lot that very first night, and all of a sudden, you know, very quickly said I could stay with him and his family whenever I needed to, and became a mentor. And then so I was studied under him all the Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt, Jerry Jeff Walker, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Ray Wiley Hubbard, like the all the Texan songwriters are the ones whose songs I memorized first. Billy Joe Shaver, Joe Ely, all those guys. And so I learned to play those songs and then moved to Memphis and started making up my own songs. And I'm kind of glad I moved to Memphis, because I went there and started doing this Texas-y thing, and nobody else was doing it there.
No wonder we think of you as a Texan. You inhaled all of these people, and it came out through Todd Snyder, like Todd Snyder. And so it's great to have Todd back tonight at Hogg Auditorium. You make your home in East Nashville still, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, that's not true. I moved out to Hendersonville last year, but we still have the house in East Nashville. It's really turning into a big dressing room.
Welcome.
It's good, though. I don't complain. I really like it. It's overrun with young kids and bands. And so I'm telling you, it's a lot like Austin to me. It's the side of Nashville that's not trying to be on CMT. They like Jason Isbell and Hayes Carl, and that's the job they'd like to have someday. They move there to get it.
I bet they like Todd Snyder, too.
Oh, yeah. I walk around there and be like, give me your weed. I already made up beer around. Remember the beer thing? B-double-E? That was me.
I want to come to East Nashville and hang out with Todd Snyder. That would be fun. But we're hanging out in Austin, Texas, and it's fun, too. Todd Snyder's live on KUTX, and you going to sing one of those songs that you made
up? Sure. In fact, it's funny we were talking about East Nashville, because this is a song. East Nashville started to become a music community about 10 or 12 years ago under this one guy who was everybody's sound man. His name was Skip Litz. And he was very famous for going into the bars around East Nashville and yelling for a train song. And the inside joke of the neighborhood was you stopped right in the middle of whatever you were doing and you did it. And it would freak people out sometimes. And we all loved doing that. And then he passed away. Now, you know, I guess it's been a long time now. And a bunch of people made up songs about train songs. And this is just one of them. But then years later, after I sang it, my friend Robert Earl Keen sang it on his Ready for Confetti record, which to me was always one of my favorite things that ever happened to one of my songs, was getting to hear him sing it, you know, because I've always looked up to him so much. So I'm going to do this for you. Get up on sidewalk as if he owned the whole downtown. I'd hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the
hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, if he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I would laugh, I shake his hand. He would laugh a little bit louder, and he would yell up at the band to play a train song. Pour me one more round, make him leave my boots on, the day to lay me down. I'm a runaway, a locomotive, not no one-track mind. I'm looking for any kind of trouble that I can't find. I got this old black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro Reds. I got a stash here in my pocket, I got thoughts in my own head. Right to the run until I've got to walk, till I've got to crawl. Got this moment that I'm in right now and nothing else at all. Play a train song, pour me one more round, make them leave my boots on the day they lay me down. I'm a runaway, a locomotive, I don't want to take mine. Sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, I could never weep for a man who looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep, singing a train song, drinking one last round. Made him leave his boots on day they laid him down. He was a runaway locomotive out of his one-track mind. Play a train song, play a train song, play a train song.
Yes, indeed. That's how it's done, friends. Todd Snyder, Play a Train Song, live on KUTX. Todd Snyder tonight at Hogg Auditorium. It's a 7:30 show. Joe Pug and Rory Carroll are opening. Todd will be joined by his friend Jack Ingram. And that song, Play a Train Song, was recorded by Robert Earl Keane. That's a full circle deal. When the people who influenced you, then you're, you know, they're doing your stuff.
Yeah, sure. He's a great, great older brother to a lot of people.
He's a nice man.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that you wrote a song with Loretta Lynn for
I did.
Tell me about that.
I met her a few years ago and started. We've made up three songs, and she's got one that's on her new record called She's Got Everything It Takes, and She'll Take Everything You've Got. And we wrote that at her house about a year ago, and she recorded it at the Cash Cabin. And then it finally just came out, and she sang it on TV the other night. It was fun to watch.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It was more like getting a lesson, you know, like I said a few things in the song, but mostly it felt like I was getting a songwriting lesson, and then she gave me credit for one of her songs. You know, I've people do that sometimes. I felt like I learned a lot and contributed very little.
Well, there's times when it works out the other way, so it all evens out.
Yeah.
Todd has a million stories, and we can only get to a few today, but I would recommend to everyone this book that I so enjoyed called I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, Mostly True Tall Tales from Todd Snyder. Came out, I think, about 2 years ago. And have you gone back and reread the book after you finished it?
I have not yet.
I didn't figure you had. You should read this book. It's good.
Someday I might, you know. I barely read the draft, you know, when it was done and they sent it back to approve. I was like, I can't read it. But people are nice about it.
oh, it's a wonderful ride, and you're brutally honest about not just the people around you, but about your own self.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, I'm a one-trick pony. I play music all day at work, and then I go home and I read books about music. And this is an exceptional one. So.
Oh, thank you, man.
So, man, pick it up and read it, okay?
I will. I will.
What's happening recording-wise these days? You've been touring some and playing with the hardworking Americans.
That's right.
Dwayne Trucks, Neil Casal, Dave Schools.
Yeah.
Is that still an ongoing concern? Are you getting ready to do your own new record? What's happening?
Well, the hardworking Americans are doing a tour in May and then another one in August. And we have a record called Rest in Chaos that comes out in May, May 11th. And I think it was maybe going to be a one-off thing. And the day that we started recording, the day the band formed was the day I met Dwayne. And, but boy, it's been, the way we've come together and I can at least speak for myself. I have so much fun being around all of them. It always makes me think of every band has a guy in it that doesn't want to grow up or start taking this seriously or be mature or any of that. And this band is like that guy from every band all combined into one band. And we do practice for hours, but it doesn't feel like practice. It feels like we're just jerking around.
And was there a movie?
Yeah. And the movie starts off with us meeting, and the cameras stay with us for our first year every time we're together, every time we record or write or perform. And it was Justin Kreutzmann, who's the son of Bill Kreutzmann for the Dead, who followed us around. And they called it the first waltz. Because if you're going to call your band Hardworking Americans, why stop there, you know? And so... we're like bumper stickery that way, but yeah, check that out. It's neat. I've watched that, and I can watch more of it because I'm not in it so much. And it's cool to watch a band come together and form into like a brotherhood, which happens, you know, and you can see it happen in this instance.
But tonight you have the ultimate freedom because when it's just you and your guitar,
yeah.
I've seen you some nights where the stories are longer than the songs, or it goes the other way sometimes,
yeah.
Depending on your mood.
Yeah.
I like when people play it how they feel it.
That was the first thing that drew me to music was seeing like Jerry Jeff, and then it's like that buy the ticket, take the ride, because you're seeing the guy that made it up, and who knows what, you know, they just kind of, I love both things, but I do like this. Playing by myself makes me think of Ramblin' Jack Elliott and that element of music, which I think was the first thing I was drawn to. Ultimately, I think the hippest and coolest thing music does is make you dance. But when I first started getting into it, I think it was like words and the talking. Alice's Restaurant was probably my favorite song. You know?
Well, you make me smile, and that's
you.
That's one of the best things you can do for anybody.
That makes me happy, man.
And you landed at a good time. Tomorrow night's Jerry Jeff Walker's birthday party. Billy Joe Shaver is also in town tonight, so your friends are hanging around. We'll catch up on all that. Todd Snyder's at Hog Auditorium tonight, and you got another song for us. What will it be?
This is a new song. I'm going to try it. It's the new Hardworking American song. It's called Opening Statement. I've got an opening statement that I would like to keep to myself, 'cause I'm open to the idea my death may well defy all of my logic and my imagination. I may never know this road I'm on. Coming home or running away. We were light and sound before a darker matter froze us into what we are for now. It's too late, over in a minute. Losing a fight for us.
was in it just to keep me swinging till long after I knew that it was over. I may never know this road I'm on. The here and now are gone. The coming home or running away. But you're gonna miss my laugh someday, somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way. Light like we're frozen, sound like we're 7 billion different people out walking around. We're going down that road, feeling bad, cause that's just what people do. It's like every night is a Friday night, and every day is a Friday night too. I may never know this road I'm on. The here and now are gone. Come at home or running away. Yeah. You're gonna miss my laugh someday. Somewhere along the way. Somewhere along.
Hey, that's Todd Snyder live on KUTX. Brand new song called Opening Statement. Perfect for a Friday, perfect for a good Friday, and a good Friday it is. Todd Snyder tonight at Hogg Auditorium. Joe Pug and Rory Carroll open. Jack Ingram's going to visit with Todd. And if you need to know more about tickets and stuff, that's cactuscafe.org. Thanks to our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks to Jorge, who's got the cameras rolling and the videos, so you'll be able to see this real soon.
All right.
And, why don't we do one more, and we'll do that for the internet and for the video, okay?
Cool, great. Thank you for having me on, y'all. Thank you so much.
Todd Snyder
today. See you tonight, I hope.
Live on KUTX.